All right, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Hunter Landis. I'm an agronomist with the North Carolina Department of Agriculture. I'm also working as a grad student at NC State University. The project that we've been working on with, and I'll refer to NC Department of Agriculture as NCDA. The project we've been working on with NCDA and NC State University is trying to determine early season hydrangea leaf tissue aluminum values. My colleagues that I've been working with on this project are Kristen Hicks at NCDA, Josh Henriot at NC State, Brian Whitaker, and Ingram McCall at NC State as well. So a little bit of background about the hydrangea industry. The crops that we've been working on primarily are for greenhouse production, but our study is, I feel, applicable to the nursery industry as well. So the value of the greenhouse hydrangea industry in our state is about $760,000 for greenhouse specifically, about $4.75 million for the nursery industry in our state, and then across the country, $30 million for greenhouse hydrangeas and $90 million for hydrangeas in nursery production. In general, growers who are producing hydrangeas are marketing them as a specifically pink or a blue, or the two primary colors that growers are aiming to market or to produce. And so a background about the plant or the crop itself, hydrangeas contain an anthocyanin pigment. Naturally, that pigment is going to be a pink or a red color depending on the variety. When aluminum is present in the plant, aluminum will bind with that pigment and cause a blue or sometimes potentially a purple color or a variation of blue, basically depending on the level of aluminum in the plant. Some factors that affect the color of the sepal or the flower that growers kind of need to be aware of, and they are aware of, and they kind of manage to make sure they're doing these things. So like I said, if they have... They're producing for a specific market, so they know what color they want their plants to be based on the market they have at the end of their season. So they're going to be managing specifically for that color. So if a grower has a blue market, they're going to manage for a low pH between 5.2 and 5.5. They're going to apply aluminum sulfate or aluminum as a drench, and they're going to supply the plant with low levels of phosphorus. With the pH here, we know that aluminum is more available to the plant at lower pH, and we know that phosphorus will bind with aluminum, making it less available to the plant. So the goal there is to put the aluminum out and make sure it's got a direct route into the plant. So growers who have pink market, they're going to be managing essentially on the opposite side of that. With a little bit of a higher pH, 5.8 to 6.2, they're not going to apply any aluminum, and they are able to supply higher levels of phosphorus to the plant. So when growers are applying aluminum sulfate as a drench, there's some information out there, a little bit of a range of what's recommended on the amount of aluminum to supply to the plant. You see rates as high as 20 grams per pot and then as low as 7 to 10 grams per pot. In general, these rates are going to be split up over 3 to 4 applications depending on maybe management practices or just the amount that they're actually going to be putting onto the plant. All right, so even if growers kind of did everything they were supposed to do or trying to do something to get that blue color, they're managing for a low pH and they're applying what they think is the right amount of aluminum, they might run into problems for some reason that they don't necessarily know until the end of the season comes along and they've got a greenhouse full of purple hydrangeas. While some folks might think, oh, I like purple, when you've got a market and a contract for blue and you're trying to sell purple, that's not going to work for you, or it's not going to work for you next year. And so they experienced this off color, and the grower came to us and wanted to know basically if early season aluminum tissue values could be used to correlate end of season sepal coloration. And so we did not know at first. All right, so what we wanted to figure out was what work had been done with hydrangeas, specifically blue hydrangeas and aluminum values. And so what we found was there has been work done looking at aluminum in the plant of a blue sepaled hydrangea. But the values are taken at the end of the season, basically at full bloom, when the plants have full color. So we can see there is sepal values out there for aluminum, a little bit of difference in those values that are out there. There is leaf tissue value for specifically blue hydrangeas, but again, that's at full bloom, we already know that the color is there, or what the color is going to be by the time we saw that end of season leaf tissue value. Like I said, what we're trying to figure out is, after a grower has applied aluminum to this plant, before it really turns blue, pink, or purple, how much aluminum is in that plant is really what we want to know. And so our research objective, the lab that I work for at NCDA, we do plant tissue analysis and solution analysis. We do complete nutrient analysis, and we've recently started doing aluminum, but our analysis is not an effective tool for growers to really monitor how much aluminum is in the plant, because we saw there are no values that really tell them what color their sepals are going to be. So the objective of this study is to determine if in-season tissue sampling can be used to predict a blue sepal color. So can we take a tissue sample here and know what color it's going to be at that stage? All right, so to perform the study, we started with vernalized one-year-old early blue hydrangea plants. We transplanted them into 15-centimeter pots. We mixed our own soil as substrate with an 80-20 peat to perlite ratio. The reason we mixed our own soil is because we wanted to make sure we're keeping our phosphorus levels low, and some pre-mixed might have some phosphorus charge, which is why we went this way. All right, so we applied our aluminum sulfate as a drench. There are rates there starting at 0 grams up to 15 grams of aluminum sulfate. We put that onto the plant as a drench. We split it up as either 2 applications or 3 applications. So here, the 6, 8, and 10 grams were split over 2 applications. So we were putting out 3, 4, and 5 grams twice. And then here for 3 applications, we put 3, 4, and 5 grams 3 times to get to those totals. We had 5 reps for each treatment, and we used a 13-2-13, again, kind of managing for low phosphorus there. All right, materials and methods for kind of data collection. We started doing leaf tissue sampling 2 weeks after we applied our final drench. So we took the most recent mature leaf, which is what you can see on the bottom right plant there. We pulled most recent mature leaves 2 weeks after, continuing all the way through harvest until we were at full bloom. Aluminum was determined through ICP analysis for the leaves at each week. We also did pour-through solution analysis, and then we did sepals, which is that picture in the picture, at final harvest or full bloom. We also took plant measurements at the end of the project, and then we used a handheld color meter to actually measure or get a value of the color of the sepals. We did root evaluations, and our stats were run using SAS ProcReg. All right, so now the good stuff. All right, so our growth index. This top level here is our growth index. We took 2 diameters. We averaged those with a height and dry weight. These are the values here. Here are our application rates. They are, again, over 2 applications and then 3 applications there. These are the total numbers here. Looking at these values, the 0 gram, which received no aluminum, had the highest growth index. We do see a drop-off, but there's a little bit of variability in there. So we don't think that the aluminum was the sole or the specific cause of the drop-off in the growth index. Here's our growth index graft. Again, our untreated here, or our 0 grams of aluminum sulfate, had the highest growth index, and then it comes down. But again, you can kind of see the variability there on the graft. Like I said, it was not aluminum, we think, that caused the drop-off in the growth index, more likely the salts. So this is our EC values the first week after we finished applying our drenches. So our 0 grams here, and you can see EC just kind of jumps up between no aluminum and our drenches. All right, so here's our color change. So these are a representative color of the blooms. We've got our rates on the top line and then our hue reading on the bottom line. So 0 grams here was more of a pink color. And then as we added aluminum, levels went further away from this untreated plant or non-treated. Here's a zoom in of the sepal shot. And to actually get these hue values, we took color meter readings from three sepals on three blooms per pot. And so we averaged that to get one hue reading per pot, and then we averaged within treatments to get these values here. And what we are seeing is that the highest treatment rates produce the most blue sepals, which is what the blue growers are going for. So here's that information on the graph, and kind of a little, maybe better explanation of hue. 360 is what's considered red, and as you go away from that in this direction, you're kind of going towards blue. So here's a pink sepal at 340, which we saw on the previous slide, and then as our aluminum levels went up, we went more blue in our aluminum treatments. All right, there might be a little bit going on here. So what we have here is our aluminum level in the leaf tissue over time. So this is parts per million aluminum. This is week 5, which is the first week we took tissue values. So these colors here are the application rates, where we had 0 grams here is the lowest level of aluminum in the leaf tissue. And then 15, you can see, had the highest. R-squareds are fairly high across the board. And from a grower's perspective, what's important to a grower is this week's between 6 through 8. That's where the plant has had enough time to take up the aluminum into the plant and get a good reading from a lab perspective. But then the grower also has enough time to make an adjustment if the level of aluminum in the leaf tissue is not where it needs to be. All right, so we're still looking here in those weeks 6 through 8. And now we've got on the right our... those are the most blue sepals that also had the highest rates. So what we're really looking for is what we're calling the blue line. So the blue line is if you've got aluminum levels in your leaf tissue by week 6 above what we think is 1,250 parts per million, you should be able to predict a blue sepal. And basically, if you're not there, then you need to either find another market or potentially... you still got some chance to put some aluminum onto the plants in order to push them for that blue color that you're looking for. So conclusion, just kind of summarizing things that we just saw. The plants that had 10 grams of aluminum sulfate as the drench and higher than that produced the most blue sepals. And if growers are targeting blue sepals, they need to have 1,250 parts per million aluminum in the leaf tissue by week 6, specifically with early blue hydrangeas. We've got another round of studies that we're kind of finishing up now, looking at the same study basically across other cultivars. So I would like to acknowledge the Fred C. Glockner Foundation for providing funding to complete this study, and also to NCDA for analyzing our plant material. With that, I don't know if I've got time for questions or not.
Yeah, we've got time for a couple questions.
Yep. Right, so basically the question, is it the pH or is it the aluminum? Is it the effect that the pH has? My understanding is it's that this plant itself is more likely to change color because of aluminum, not because of other nutrients binding with that pigment. So what I understand is that it changes color due to aluminum specifically, not because of phosphorus or, you know, some other nutrients that would be more available at a lower pH. But adding aluminum does have an impact on the pH for sure. Another question? I don't know that right off. I feel like cheap is the word that we hear from growers. It's not very expensive, but I don't have the cost associated with that now. Is there another hand?
What is the aluminum does for the people? How does it work?
Say that first part again.
How does the aluminum change the color?
So the aluminum in the sepals is higher with more blue sepal. So it's the pigment is in the sepal, and the aluminum, if the aluminum's present, it binds with the pigment to create that color change. So greater levels of aluminum in the plant are moving into the sepal to make a bluer or more blue sepal.
So in other words, not through a change in pH or any of that?
Correct. Yeah, so it's aluminum is more available to the plant at a lower pH, but it's the aluminum itself in the plant that is creating that color change.
So sorry to cut you off. We are out of time. So if you've got any more questions, please find Hunter up.
Yep, I'm around. Thank you guys very much.
Thanks very much. Yep.